Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. We're glad you're joining us again to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and of course my co-host is Mr. Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. Talk to us. Email us. You know, the podcast gets downloaded 500-600 times. So we know you're out there listening, and that's good because it is wellness radio and we want you to listen. More importantly, you know, you can also talk to us. You can also be the other side of that communication puzzle. And you can talk to us at wellnessradio@ca.imperial. I just blew the email address.
Did you realize yes, that? You did.
Okay. Pause. Rewind. wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. Which obviously was somebody's clever idea of how to make a difficult email tag, right?
I don't know. I think when are we going to have be in Facebook one of these days, Instagram, or
we've talked about it, but you know, engaging in social media means taking responsibility for doing it correctly.
Yeah, that's true.
And ultimately, what you see is many organizations. It's really easy to open a Facebook page, and then really hard to establish, you know, what your responsibility is to your community and how to do that in an engaging, friendly way.
In other words, you're saying that you don't want to do it.
I look at lots of them kind of critically in terms of imagining how we might do that better. And I see a lot of struggles. And so I'm always like, if we're in, we're going to be in to do it right. We're not going to just go in to, you know, to do something
Scott
that nobody...
No,
I see people that post like 100,000 things from an organization, and they don't ever get a single like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Well, they're not really engaging, are they?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a challenge. And
yeah.
And ultimately, we'll start with this. We'll do good radio.
Yeah.
About very topical things for our community.
And today's topic.
And then we'll go from there.
Nice today.
We're joined today by Lynn Marcinich. Boy, I want to say that name five different ways. She's a licensed clinical social worker, and she's down here contracting with Imperial County Behavioral Health Services to develop and help develop our trauma-informed systems. And we're talking about all things trauma with Lynn today. And welcome back, Lynn.
Thank
I had a
you.
Question because,
sure.
You know, we were talking about kind of in a broad basis about what is trauma and what is trauma exposure in the first segment. And then we went to break and we started, it broke into individual stories. One of the things I realized, I think, listening to our stories was that trauma is not necessarily trauma individually. So what two people might experience, one person might find horribly traumatic.
Yes.
And one person might not even notice.
Yeah.
What about that part of it? I mean, you can't really make assumptions on what it is and what it's not.
Exactly. And again, looking at when we're talking about trauma-informed care, part of the training that I will provide is that there's a range of responses that people have. And that part of what determines their, if you will, response, their reaction to trauma, has to do with things like their temperament, their neurobiology, their previous experiences with trauma.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the case that we could all experience the same thing. There could be a horrible thing that happens in this room right now.
You mean besides the radio show?
No.
That your mom's listening to?
And we would have four different responses. One of the things that we know that people that go to war come back with very high degrees of trauma. That, in fact, is higher in our recent wars than it was in World War II. And there are some assumptions about that. World War II was a war that we as a nation came together around.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.